WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump has announced that he will name New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik as ambassador to the UN. Trump also naming his former Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Tom Homan as the country's new border czar. Trump says Homan will also be in charge of the deportation of thousands of illegal immigrants back to their country of origin. Fire crews on both coasts of the United States are battling wildfires. ABC's Ginger Z has more on the blazes burning along the New York-New Jersey border, with the smell of smoke wafting north and over the Connecticut area as well. Here's ABC's Ginger Z.
The smoke, that's not going to go away. With the wind pushing through, some of the fire that we're watching looks like it'll go right through, say, just south of Bedford, Ossining, over to Greenwich. Stamford should smell and feel it.
The Santa Ana winds help with the mountain fire in Southern California this weekend, but a new front that could bring more winds to Ventura County is probably going to cause problems. This is
your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today is Veterans Day. PTSD, suicide, and mental illness. Serving our country puts veterans at higher risk. More than a third of the nation's veterans have a mental illness diagnosis in their record, and that's only counting the people who had access to and got help. Tim Cody with the Fox Valley Veterans Council said homelessness is also a big concern, especially because all of these things are connected.
Let's face it. Let's say you have PTSD. But if you're getting ready to get thrown out of your house, you think you're going to your VA appointment? No. You're worried about trying to find a roof over your house.
Veterans are more likely than the general population to become homeless. If a veteran needs help, a great place to start is the Dane County Veterans Service Office. And a big part of fighting the opioid crisis has been holding companies accountable. Wisconsin has been part of multiple lawsuits suing drug manufacturers. Municipalities can use money from settlements to pay for drug treatment programs, prevention efforts, and the life-saving drug Narcan. Here's Lisa Hale.
Attorney General Josh Call, along with a bipartisan coalition of 30 state attorney generals, announced a $1.37 billion settlement agreement with Kroger this week. The settlement addresses the grocery chain's role in the U.S. opioid crisis. Wisconsin is set to receive up to $21.8 million in payments for opioid abatement, putting Wisconsin at $780 million total for national prescription opioid settlements. Kroger has also agreed to monitor and report suspicious activity related to opioid prescriptions.
And if you've driven down John Nolan, you've seen that the holiday lights are all up. They flipped the switch Saturday night on the Holiday Fantasy in Lights. It takes hundreds of volunteers to set it up and keep it running, and most of the music comes from local groups. The lights are on every night at Olin Park from dusk until dawn. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Wisconsin wins at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers with an 87-56 win over Appalachian State. The Mountaineers jumped out to an early lead before Wisconsin took over. Head coach Greg Gard.
The stretch in the first half of 15 straight possessions with stops. I think it's just guys gain confidence with it. I think we've become more physical and more aggressive. The fact that they're getting better connected with new guys. But the defensive end, I thought we finally started to put some things together like we've been talking about, and we'd shown in flashes, but not consistently over a stretch of time, so that's a good sign going forward.
NBA, the Bucks are at home tomorrow night against the Toronto Raptors. Milwaukee now 2-8 after losing yesterday to the Celtics, 113-107. Damian Lillard.
I mean, you want to win, especially a situation that we're in where you want to win games, you want to protect your home floor. We came out, you know, we had control of the game. Just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well, not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down by later this afternoon. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 40s for a high today. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. Rain possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we continue looking for California guy Eric Hovde, and we'll hear from Mr. Global Matt Randolph, oil and gas expert. He's fantastic. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller. You say what you want to say.
Donald Trump, the next president of the United States.
To many people, including many people watching this show right now, the results were shocking and even horrifying.
Donald Trump, who tried to forcibly overturn the results of the last election, was returned to office by an overwhelming majority.
This is the same Donald Trump who openly called for vengeance against his political enemies.
And now, thanks to the Supreme Court, there are no guardrails.
Nothing to protect the people who are brave enough to speak out against him.
And that is why we at SNL would like to say to Donald Trump, we have been with you all along.
We have never wavered in our support of you, even when others doubted you.
Thank you, SNL. Oh, my God. Only the comedians are going to save us now. Jody Hamilton's back. Yay! Okay, so we talked yesterday on the phone, cried, talked to Bob Seska, cried, talked to JoJo from Jersey, and we mostly just swore, which we're going to do a very special uncensored happy hour tomorrow after the show with JoJo, me and Spicy Jody and JoJo, because that conversation was hilarious.
I bet.
You can't really talk about this without swears, can you, Sean?
No.
I mean, we will for your
we
sake.
We have to.
So you don't have
before
to
hit Sean.
But... Yeah, yeah. Hi, Sean, filling in for Chris LaVoy.
Hi.
We're all a little tired, a little on edge. You know what? Your song is perfect, though. Can I just say, everyone can shut up. I'm don't want to hear. If I have to hear Morning Joe quote Morning Down, one more. Ah! Everyone, shut up, Bernie. Shut up, Nancy Pelosi. Everybody. Shut up. Just shut up. Everybody, shut up.
Shut up! Why don't you just shut up?
Thank you, Jody. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
It's a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just, the knives are out. And this is, stop doing Russia's work. This is what they want us to do, is all fight with each other.
Yep.
And place blame here or there. There's plenty of blame to go around, you know. And by the way, people go, well, you guys just didn't know you live in a liberal bubble. A lot of prominent Republicans and pollsters and pundits thought she was going to win.
She should have.
Thank you. And as we keep saying... First of all, they didn't even change their candidate last time they lost. But now it's like, what's wrong with the Democratic Party? They got to step down to people.
First of all, talking down to people is calling people rapists and garbage. Donald Trump doesn't talk down to people. Kamala Harris did not talk down
to
people.
She did not at all.
She had actually real plans for real people. I'm telling you, I'm hoping, Jody, this finally does, because enough people now are saying it, that it's disinformation. It's this right-wing media infrastructure that way outnumbers us. Because I was saying last week, Jody, if we lost on real issues, that's fine.
Yeah.
We just lost the debate this time on certain issues. They won on pure lies that were just in Fox News, right-wing radio, right-wing podcasts. I was saying, if I thought people were doing trans surgery on my kid without my permission and Haitians were eating my pet, I'd vote that way too.
Yeah.
But it's all lies. I mean, that's what I think is so.
He also didn't gain any voters.
No.
She just didn't get the voters she needed.
By the way, that's the other thing. I know, by the way, respect everybody's process. Jody said you are both Capricorn and Irish, and you can stay mad for 4 years.
Oh, easily.
You did it.
And a middle child. Jody, it's a combo plate. It's a middle child Capricorn and Irish.
Jody and her husband are remarkably talented. They did it because I said, I love this. It might be a little too angry for a show open for 4 years, but it's fantastic. And I understand how you're feeling. Executive producer. Yeah, Sean, you know what happened? I was trying to decide between Fighter, Christina Aguilera, or Brave, Sarah Bareilles, Jody's husband, Lonnie, and Chris both said Brave. And I'm like, oh, I see how the patriarchy's going to work. Okay, so I don't get it. Okay, fine.
Her name is on the show.
I remember we thought, oh, maybe Fighter's a little too angry. And I'm like, is there a too angry right now?
No.
And by the way, I'm going to try and share, because a lot of people they can't either get through or they're too scared to call. And there's so many smart people have so many great thoughts. Because that's what this is about. This is our national resistance meeting place again.
Mm-hmm.
For you to, and wherever you are in the process is fine. If you're still crying, Jody and I cried again yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
If you're still crying, if you're angry, someone said they tuned out last week because Chris was too cheery. And I was like, well, if you tuned in for the other 2 hours, I was crying. So there's a little something for everybody here. But like SNL has proven it, and Jimmy Kimmel, you know, we've got to laugh again. That's where our power is. And you made a good, so many points, but you made a good point. Do not feel overwhelmed. There's 76 million of us. Is that the latest popular vote count?
Mm-hmm.
He won by a couple million votes or something. He's at 78 points. I don't have the actual numbers right in front of me. What's the matter?
3 million.
Yeah. But as you said, Jody, less people voted for him than voted last time.
Mm-hmm.
There are silver linings. I know it doesn't feel like it right now, but also just the historians. Oh, my God, I'm so happy we have Heather Cox Richardson today, who so many people have been sending me her stuff forever, historian. We've been here before. We have been in the dark times, you know, and as Barack Obama said, this was kind of a worldwide throw the incumbents, throw the bums out election, you know, post-pandemic and inflation and all of that. This has happened before, you know, and so it's, I know it feels awful and but all of this, like, okay. By the way, so many good, Robert Reich, thank you. To recap, the Republican Party has opposed paid sick leave, paid family and medical leave, universal child care, universal pre-K, tax increases on corporations and the rich, the expanded child tax credit, student debt relief. It doesn't sound like the party of the working class to me. So I'm sorry, it's not helpful, Bernie, to go, oh, Democrats aren't the party of the working people
anymore.
Yeah,
we are.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Our policies have always, I understand we lost the messaging battle this time, but again, it all goes back to this, not just the right-wing media infrastructure, the mainstream media. They didn't report on any of Biden's successes.
No.
So it's just, I don't know how else we could have messaged that we have the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years, that inflation is back down to pre-pandemic
levels. It's lower than 2012.
Oh my God, Sean, I screamed at my Uber driver this weekend because he was like, well, he had his phone like this. He's like, all I know is, you know, my money is looking better now. I'm like, Joe Biden's still president, you moron. Joe Biden. It was like the day after the election. But this is what I mean. Remember Rachel Bitticoffer was telling us the day after Biden was elected, when she polled Republicans, they're like, oh, the economy sucks now. Because they're just so tribal. They're like, oh, Biden sucks, you know.
Oh, no, he's good.
I didn't actually scream at him. I got along fine, but I was like, you know, maybe we shouldn't talk. Is it too late for me to hit quiet car? Quiet car.
I mean, Donald is going to take credit for the economy as soon as he takes
the He already has, yeah. Right? Remember he said, oh, yeah, the stock market's going up because, you know, they know I'm coming. I'm like, oh, my God. But anyway, that's what I'm saying is I understand we obviously lost the messaging battle, but we are the party. And we were just saying this is so not productive, you know, whether it's Nancy Pelosi saying Biden should have gotten out earlier or Biden's camp saying he would have won. Or I was saying last week, I feel like one of the most valuable statistics was Matt Dowd saying throughout history, the president's approval rating, who is currently in office, is the biggest predicator. And Biden's at 40%. Is it fair? No. We go back to our media problem.
Right.
But that's what they get. Like he said, Carter was at 40%. He got 40%. You can't win with that. He said Kamala Harris actually outperformed that at 48%. Mm-hmm. So in some ways, Jody, everybody's right and everybody's wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, she had too short a runway. Yes, if Biden had gotten out sooner, Barack Obama had a year and a half to get the American people get to know him and build a coalition. You know, Lawrence O'Donnell was right. Nobody in history that replaced their candidate this late has ever won. You know, so, but Biden likely would have suffered the same fate at 40% and with ageism, replaced misogyny and racism with ageism. So, you know, there's a lot of coulda, shoulda, what, but what, it's just, you know, Lindy Lee, I was telling you, I was very disappointed.
Went on
Fox News and stabbed Biden and Harris in the back.
I saw that. I was like,
I don't
what?
Even know. And she doesn't know. Well, she's not behind the scenes, you know. But she was sort of like, oh, like Biden endorsing Kamala was a big F you to the party. And
how was that
she
an
saddled
FU?
He saddled the party with Kamala. I'm like, saddled? What? Like, this is what the majority wanted. You know, I mean, obviously there were not very few choices with 90 days out, you know, so it was a perfect storm of factors, I think. And Wajahat Ali said, as the collective freakout continues, Harris will lose by about 1.5 points. Trump will get about 50% of the vote. By the way, keep in mind how few people vote. That's about, it's a little above 30% of America. So when you feel like we are an awful country and, oh, my God, everybody's an idiot, that's one of our biggest challenges, I think, of our lifetime, Jody, is getting people to care and to vote. Mm-hmm. Do you know one of the biggest Google searches, Sean, Election Day? Did Joe Biden drop out?
Oh, and can I change my vote?
The Latino family interviewed go, oh, well, he's not going to deport our undocumented relatives because.
Yeah, he will.
They're not criminals. I'm like. I think, here's my new theory. I think he is, in fact, the devil. I think he is,
oh,
in
I've
fact...
Oh, I've said that he's the Antichrist.
El Diablo.
He's the Antichrist.
And convince Hispanic people to vote for him. Mm-hmm. Deporting, okay, women to vote against their rights. Oh, I saw lots of videos of college kids celebrating Trump's win. Were those same kids protesting Gaza, which is now going to be a parking lot with Jared Kushner mm-hmm. condos on it mm-hmm. and built over dead mm-hmm. Palestinians?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hate everyone. Have I mentioned I hate everyone? You know what? Maybe we do need a super angry song. Is there anything angrier?
So right now she's at 71 million and yeah. some change, and he's at 74 million and some change.
Yeah. Trump will get about 50% of the vote. Across the Rust Belt swing states, Harris would have lost by less than 150,000 votes, it seems. Trump isn't some wizard or genius. Three factors determine this election. Post-pandemic reality, where nearly every incumbent party lost. Two, racism and misogyny that many white colleagues still refuse to acknowledge as a major factor. Three, right-wing media domination and disinformation. Period. I'm uplifted that, Jody, that more and more people are getting that, you know, are you know.
But will they remember?
Right. I mean, I know, and then I'm quoting Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and I'm like, oh, but they did get shot. But still,
they did get killed, yes.
Many movements take time, you know, and it,
and Jill Stein got,
and there's always setbacks.
Jill Stein got 705,000 votes so far, and Kennedy got 681,000 votes so far.
Mm-hmm.
So
I hate all those
helpful.
People. Hate all those people for
helpful.
Jerseys.
Helpful.
Can you play Jody Shut Up montage? Just for those people. Just for you. Thank you, Jody. Okay. Wow, what a morning to have Heather Cox Richardson on. Fantastic. And Rude Pundit. Ooh, we're all professored up this morning.
We are.
Let's take that. 19 minutes. Fancy book learning. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. Can I just tell you? You know how I am, a walking unsolicited testimonial. I forgot to order. I didn't order right, and I ran out. Let me just tell you, last week was the wrong way to run out of morning. Mommy's morning medicine. I did, 40 miles, 2,000 feet of elevation on my bike Saturday. I'm telling you, I've got to have my morning kick. Strawberry lemonade flavor, all that good stuff is in there. You can't remember anything. You can't remember pills now.
No.
You can barely, you know. Okay. It's ashwagandha, it's probiotics, prebiotics. There's even like stuff for your cartilage. It's some magic potion. I wouldn't be surprised if there was Eye of Newt in here. I don't even know what that is. It's something magic. It tastes great. It is a game changer for me. If you want to gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, support your gut health, get it. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's Tori DeVito.
In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know, from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly?
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santa. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay
me. Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
What? Sherry Jacobus tweets, Putin plastering Melania's softcore porn work all over Russian TV is a shot across the bow to Trump to do each and everything Putin orders him to do. Putin will occasionally do something, remind Trump who's boss and who really runs America now. Can I tell you, Jody, how many people have started a conversation with me with, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but right, because this seems so overwhelming that you look like a lunatic, but I don't know. Would you put anything past Putin and Elon Musk and Donald Trump at this point? I wouldn't. Will we ever be able to prove it? Probably not. You know, but I understand people having a lot of questions about, you know, exactly, you know, and people that way above my pay grade in terms of data and statistics and all that stuff. But yeah, like you were saying, just that he got less votes than he did last time. Right. I mean, it's just. Michael Tomosky, our friend, says it wasn't the economy, it wasn't inflation or anything else. It was how people perceive those things, which points to one overpowering answer of the right-wing media. Thank you again. Good God Above tweets, dear people who just Googled what tariffs mean, enjoy your inflated grocery prices next year. It's your fault. You're the problem. It's you. And one last one, our friend Bob Seska, who I don't know if we were talking each other down off the ledge yesterday, but he said, I guess we all need to start bashing trans people and immigrants while establishing alliances with autocratic foreign nations that flood our social media with disinformation to swing the discourse their way. Beware of the post-election takes that demand we sell our souls. We can win without doing that. Thank you, Bob. Exactly. I told him he's one of my little bright lights. As is Seth, my homo of hope. Hello, Seth.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back, Jody. Hello, Sean. So a couple of things. Hope I have time. Number one. If they keep the filibuster, I want to remind everybody, in the Senate, minority rules. And just like their minority kept us from doing great things, our minority will keep them from doing some of the awful things. So let's hold on to that, as terrible as these things are.
Right.
And I also want to say, this firing squad is insane. Because had she won, like, the same thing she's done, everybody would have been saying was brilliant because it was brilliant.
Yeah.
And
well, people that are like, oh, she didn't distance herself from Biden. It's like, well, how would that have gone with a lot of us in the base that were already pissed about the way Biden was pushed out if she ran on Biden sucked? Right. I mean, it's like, you know, and he provably has one of the best records in history.
Yep.
And
exactly, Stephanie. Nobody remembered that 4 years ago we were in COVID, a crashed economy. Like, we started from 40 miles below ground. to get us to this great place where we are.
Yeah.
And that was my one complaint, like, were they trying to get her to separate from Biden? Go, no, no, we did great things, and now we're going to do greater things.
Right. And I agree with you, Seth. The only thing that's not helpful, everyone can have an opinion, it's just the circular firing squad. Yep. Stop. Like,
yes,
I've loved
exactly.
all these people. I love Obama and Biden and Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi. They've all, you know, been great leaders. It just stop already with the, you know, blame game
yes,
and
exactly.
protecting
it
your legacy or whatever.
Yeah. The campaign, she was brilliant. And yeah. that's what Democrats always
thank you.
Do.
Thank you. Thank you. Sorry, honey. We're hitting a heartbreak. But that's I keep saying, the person you cannot blame is Kamala Harris.
No.
She ran an
no.
amazing campaign in 90 days,
mm-hmm.
right? And way outperformed, you know, where Biden was, you know,
mm-hmm.
was. So 29 minutes after the hour, we need some rudeness, I think.
I think
Rude
so.
Pundit next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. UW-Madison police say black students got racist text messages after Election Day. These texts were sent out all over the country. They told people they'd need to show up at a certain time and place and they'd be enslaved. Many of them name-check President-elect Donald Trump, and sometimes when people get these messages, the sender addresses the person by their first name. UW police say there's no evidence these threats are credible, but encourages students to report them. The CEO of the NAACP says these messages are meant to spread hate and stoke the flames of fear. What a shift. Today, only 6% of Dane County residents are experiencing drought. That number was up to 100%. With the rain we've gotten, our status has moved. 2024 is now the third wettest year over the last 130. New CDC data shows 3 out of every 4 high school students nationwide say they've experienced at least one trauma. That can include experiencing homelessness, abuse, and parental separation. Research shows that adverse childhood experiences, abbreviated as ACEs, can alter a child's brain chemistry and produce a prolonged, sometimes lifelong, toxic stress response. Licensed psychologist Joe Barjone says we see the same thing here in Wisconsin.
That increased sense of loneliness, isolation in our youth, increased levels of suicide ideation, exposure to violence, exposure to adverse childhood experiences.
Experiencing at least one ACE as a child is linked to having alcohol and substance use problems as an adult, as well as chronic diseases like diabetes and obesity. And childhood trauma is expensive. According to the National Governors Association, adults with ACEs can lead to billions of dollars in healthcare costs and lost productivity. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has its Trauma Sensitive Schools Initiative, which helps educators support kids who have had these experiences. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down by later this afternoon. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 40s for a high today. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. Rain possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
T. Schwab.
On the next Nightlight, we're all about Madison as I welcome comedian Johnny Beaner back to the show, and then WMDX morning show radio legends John Peterson and Gordy Young join the show.
Nightlight with P. Schwab. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Share some of my thoughts and feelings about what happened and how much I'm going to miss democracy and whatnot. And I heard from a lot of people about it, but none more prominent than the richest man in the world, Elon Musk, who this morning tweeted, "Kimmel is an insufferable nonsense propaganda puppet," which at least my children like me, you know, it's... take issue with that. The guy who paid people $1 million a day to vote for Donald Trump is calling me a propaganda puppet. Listen, Kermit, you bought Twitter. You bought a social media platform that is literally a propaganda machine.
Thank you, Jimmy Kimmel. The comedians will say this. By the way, I'm not quitting Twitter. I'm not quitting anywhere. I've got no place else to go. Because did you see Zuckerberg's statement? Could he get his tongue any further up Trump's ass, too? Oh, my God. He's Threads, right? He's Facebook. Everybody this morning. Carlos Alzraki tweets, 4 years ago at Biden's inauguration, Amanda Gorman gave us a poem about unity, collaboration, and togetherness. This year will be a hammered Roseanne Barr farting the national anthem. We have some of the early rehearsals. Yeah. Enjoy it. Enjoy your crappy comedians. Okay. Okay. By the way, thank you. Born to Run tweets. He was talking to a maggot. When you say dull, do you mean not acting like a hole? Plenty of good, not dull, left-leaning media. Stephanie Miller, Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang, Bob Seska, Glenn Kirshner, Frangela. Sexy liberals are smart, fun, and have very wide appeal. You don't have to act like a Rogan bro. Thank you. Thank you. Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert are funnier than ever. Do you know anyone that watches Bill Maher anymore?
No.
Since he's become a cranky old Republican, essentially.
Somebody called him a liberal the other day. I'm like, oh, please. No, he's a libertarian, but he's not a liberal.
Oh, please. Let's talk to a real liberal.
Hey, Ruth, don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Oh, no, I misplaced your tweet that I loved. I love everything you say and do. Here it is to our discussion we were just having. You said all these Democrats abandoned the working class are just people buying into Republicans' framing of every issue. Democrats didn't sell how they helped the working class as well as Republicans sold their lies, but they sure as...
Stephanie Miller.
Oops, sorry. Sure as... didn't abandon workers. Thank you. I mean, that's got to be part of the discussion. I'm not saying we should be like, oh, la, 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 everything went great. Of course it didn't, but the reasons why are critical, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. All we did was actually pass policies that helped the working class.
Thank you.
Instead of just talking about how the working class, you know, is being mistreated.
Right. Yeah.
I guess we should have said yes, everything's still crappy for you, even though we're doing things that are giving you jobs, raising your income and everything else. And sorry about the worldwide inflation.
And who talks down to people more than Donald Trump? He's called women dumb bitches, you know, Mexicans rapists and Puerto Ricans garbage, which, by the way, your piece entitled America is a Floating Island of Garbage. Very nice, my friend. Just as happy clappy as I would expect.
It was written the day after the election.
But, you know, do you mind if I'm not reading it for you. I'm reading it for, because clearly we're a nation that doesn't read.
No. You know what? I'll unzip and be ready while you read my words to me. What is better pornography than you reading me back?
Your brilliant words. No, but, you know, it is like we were saying. It just is driving me crazy. The knives out and the infighting. And this is, you know, good job continuing Russia's work, right? But you just said, you know,
about all of this going on. Some of them will blame Harris's failure to offer definite support for Palestinians, condemn Israel's genocide in Gaza. They'll say that failure suppress the Arab American and Muslim vote, as well as turning off Gen Z, turning into the slaughter on TikTok, and lefties who wanted an excuse to pretend to be edgy by not voting or voting third party. They'll blame Harris support for supposedly woke ideas like support for diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. They'll say she was too left. They'll blame Harris for reaching out to Republicans, even campaigning with objectively awful people like Liz Cheney just because they too hate Trump. They'll say she was too far right. Anyway, she embraced Biden too much. They'll say she embraced him too little. They'll say she didn't do enough to cater to this or that Democratic group or constituency. They'll wonder if she should have picked Pennsylvania Governor Shapiro instead of Waltz. They'll say she should have done Joe Rogan's show. Every single decision by the campaign will be questioned and criticized and torn apart. They'll say Joe Biden should have remained the candidate, even though that would have meant another 3 months of Biden's two old stories that were already turning the electorate against him. They'll say Biden shouldn't have run at all, allowed Democrats to nominate someone after a bruising primary fight, but there's no guarantee that would have changed the vote. They'll call out Russian interference on Election Day with bomb threats called into multiple locations in black-majority districts. They'll say disinformation like fake Haitian voters was spread by malicious nations, eager clout seekers online. They might even blame third-party candidates, although that math doesn't add up, and on and on and on. They will find a way to blame everyone and everything, everyone except those who deserve the blame. And just take it home for me, right?
Yeah.
What about the people that voted for this despicable rapist criminal?
Yeah, and that's the thing that I mean, I talked about this last week, is that we're sitting there trying to really suss this out, trying to really dig into what do they want, and we can't accept, and I have gotten hell for this from friends of mine and everything else, but I'm going to say it again. People, there were stupid people. They are stupid. You are stupid if you vote to protect abortion rights and then vote for the person that is going to overturn the rights that you just voted for. You're stupid. Yeah. And I'm sorry, that's where we need to get people. Why are they so stupid? And it's not just that right-wing media exists. It's that we have to figure out why people are so into right-wing media. Why do they believe it when it's just obviously BS? How do we overcome the lie threshold that they have set?
Right. I mean, but also you just broke it down. You said they hate what he hates. Right. They want to see retribution against the imagined foes that he's conjured. You said where we see a rapist and a felon and a coup leader, they see a Tony Soprano like anti-hero. And you just said, let me address this to Trump voters. You are so stupid, just the stupidest mother that were ever allowed to breathe. You are so stupid. You won't even realize how badly you've everything up. I mean, I don't know what to say. People Googling after the election what a tariff is. People, Latinos going,
How can I change my vote?
He's going to deport my family? I mean, I was going to ask you as a college professor, have you seen all these TikToks of college kids celebrating Trump's victory? I'm like, are these the same kids protesting Gaza that now made it into a parking lot made out of dead Palestinians?
You know, I haven't had students like that. And in fact, my students they were very upset on Wednesday evening. We talked about it, and it was, it was disheartening. And some of them didn't truly understand how bad it is when I explained that that deporting DACA kids is something they are going to do. I mean, Vivek Ramaswamy talked about that this weekend on ABC. And I mean, you know, they just, even those that were disheartened still didn't know the extent of what had just gotten elected. And during class, a student whose family is an immigrant family, her parents texted her to say they were going to move back to Sri Lanka, where their family's from, because they don't want to stay here with the hatred of immigrants that is permeating everything.
Yeah, I trust me. I know that, you know, I have friends talking about leaving. I am not leaving. This is our country, true. I'm going to fight for this country that I love, too. I mean,
in the camps.
Guy was trying to say, Rude, I mean, again, don't feel overwhelmed. There's 76 million of us. We're not some teensy minority of people. You know, he won by, what did we say, 3 million votes or something.
Votes are still being counted.
So. Yeah, exactly. But
Yeah, you had so many great thoughts. You were talking about it. Powell is in Tennessee, is a professor at a public university. On Wednesday in theater class, a student asked if they could discuss the election. My friend had to say any discussion of political matter unrelated to the course material that day falls under the state's divisive concepts law, and thus they were banned from talking about it or he'd be breaking the law, and they moved on to acting methods, in case you're wondering where all this is heading.
Yeah. You can't just have an open discussion. If you're with a group of people in a classroom and, you know, and it happens to not be, you know, that subject for the class, you can't talk about it because, I don't know, you might make a Republican sad or something, or it might upset someone. And it's like, what's wrong with that in a college setting? What is wrong with getting upset? I used to get pissed off all the time in my college classes, and I loved it because I left angry and I wanted to learn more about it instead of just sitting there, you know, getting spoon-fed stuff to regurgitate up later. It's like, and that's what they want. They just want you to be passive vessels for whatever is put into you.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of enough blame to go around, I don't know if this is a thread or tweeted, but you said when some historian in another country writes the story of this shameful age in the U.S., the failure to arrest Trump immediately after Biden's inauguration and then prosecute him quickly will be seen as the moment the nation was damned. I mean, that kind of is the original sin, I think, of this election cycle. And also, just speaking of which, you said, you know, the word is that the president will not pardon his son Hunter, and you said that's up.
I agree.
Why? Because the biggest people in the world will get angry. Democrats never fully use the powers they have, while Republicans stretch it to the breaking point. Thank you. I mean, you know, we always talk about alpha liberals, but that is one of the lessons of that we have got to learn. We've got to regroup and learn how to fight differently. I mean, even Biden apparently has admitted that Merrick Garland was a mistake.
Yeah, but he also appointed Merrick Garland, and you know what? I would not put it past Biden that he wanted Garland to not go after Trump, because Biden believed, and he campaigned on this. It was one of the things that was supposed to be so great about Biden. It was that he could work with Republicans. He could bring them to the table and make deals with them. And I think that one of the reasons for the delay in prosecuting Trump was that he didn't want to piss off Republicans and thought that they would be willing partners in advancing the country instead of just, you know, going hog wild in blocking everything they could to try to tear back power when they had the chance.
Yeah. To your point, you said even if we do have a 2028 election, Trumpism will be a cancer that has spread throughout our country, especially in the judiciary. Any opposing candidate who wins will need to be ruthless in cutting it out of our system. I hope someone emerges on the left who has that kind of strength. Otherwise, we're never getting back what we're going to lose. And you also just were commenting on another Republican story. You said these will die trying to kill democracy. You know, I know Gavin Newsom is emerging, Governor Pritzker, two people I know and love, you know, that I think are, you know, what we're talking about. Alpha liberals know how to fight, you know how to fight back. So,
but we don't know. We don't know who's going to emerge. I mean, it's
yeah,
you know,
it's early. It's a little early.
It's early, and you know, you can't ignore, you know, the Obama a factor kind of thing, where somebody that you never even thought is going to emerge as the front runner and get the nomination.
I tell you, I was talking to Jody about this, that I love how, of course, Kamala Harris will be kept out of any conversation because, oh, dear God, can't do that again, you know, just like Hillary. But look at Biden, look at Trump, men that have lost before and come back and won. But, you know, that's part of the depressing thing being a woman today, Rude, is just the whole, you know, what you tell your daughters. Because you're like, oh, yeah, absolutely, we can't. That goes without saying, we can't. You know, I even said Pete Buttigieg is great and an alpha liberal, but I wonder after a black woman losing, we're going to go, we're not going to try a gay president now, you know.
There is no way that, I mean, who knows? Again, I don't want to presume for what's going to happen in 4 years. I don't want to presume what the shift in, you know, the way people are thinking was. You know what I was thinking about in a slightly positive way?
Is
how after the Obergefell decision, which, of course, is, you know, who knows what's going to happen with that, legalized same-sex
marriage. The only reason I was thinking we're going to keep gay marriage, because Peter Thiel.
There you go.
Possibly. But who knows?
I'm sure there's like right-wing gay douchebags.
So I was just thinking, though, how quickly the vast majority of the country just accepted it.
Right.
And it was like Yeah, that's what we do sometimes. We adjust and we accept. And how do we get back to that? How do we get back to that where we're accepting change and not just opposing it and fearing it? And that's the other thing that I think about these voters. It's not just they're stupid. It's that they're such cowards. Yeah. Oh, my God, they're afraid of everything. Every little thing. Oh, my God, the Haitians are eating dogs. Oh, no. And it's like, just shut up.
I thought liberals were supposed to be the victim party. That's the whole election. It's like, if there's something wrong with your life, it's these brown people. Right. Here's who you blame. Here's who you blame.
Yeah, and I'm gonna hole up with my guns because something might happen, even though, you know, dad spent another couple $1,000s on guns for a threat that's never going to come here.
I was to your point real quick, because as a gay person in California, Rude, it really resonates with me that, you know, this every struggle for civil rights, for everything, has had setbacks and moving forward. Part of the reason that we got marriage equality is because they took rights away from us in California. First time in history, they took the right away from people that were already married and said, mm-hmm. You're not married anymore. And that's part of how we got marriage equality nationally. Yeah. So I end by quoting... Well, I'll just do guess the quote, I guess. Rude, who said, when I despair, I remember that all through history, the way of truth and love have always won. There have been tyrants and murderers, and for a time they can seem invincible, but in the end, they always fail. Think of it, always.
In honor of Chris, I'll say McGilla Gorilla.
That is wildly inaccurate. That would be Gandhi.
Oh, Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi. You said earlier, though, look how that works.
Yes, I understand. I was.
I mean, the cause was won. The cause was won.
Only when it's darkest can you see the light. Martin Luther King, you're like, oh, dear. Okay, but still, their movement won is my point.
I'm starting to be filled with piss and vinegar, Stephanie.
Thank you.
I might be. I'm on the fence here between, you know, screw this country, I'm out of here, and no, hell no,
You know what?
Get my country.
You and I should start a new morning show called Piss and Vinegar. Piss and Vinegar in the morning, everybody. I'm piss, he's vinegar.
Hey, I'm piss, she's vinegar.
Wow. Okay, love you. Go read his piece, it's great. Love you, Rude. It's 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Right, speaking of, like, Jody Hamilton... 20 years she's been using Credo Mobile. Yeah. You can make a difference, can't you? And you're a teeny tiny person with little teeny tiny sparrow bones. But you make a difference. Why? Credo is America's only progressive phone company. What did we say last week? Don't boycott companies you don't like. Support the good ones. Right. Support the Stephanie Miller shows and the Bob Seska shows and the Credo Mobiles of the world. You support our sponsors. You are supporting good in the world. They donate, thousands of dollars every month to progressive nonprofits that are definitely desperately going to need your help right now. Trevor Project, very important right now. Planned Parenthood, all that stuff. Switching so easy. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on phones. Bring your current phone, your current number, and bam, there you go. And if you're a Stephanie Miller listener, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. CredoMobile.com. STEPH25 is the code. CredoMobile.com.
Remember, you heard it on this channel first.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Matt Nair on air.
Brittany Merlot, it's time for a little weather and wine.
If you're a weather nerd like me, I know Jane, you are.
I like the weather.
Do you know what Coco Raz is?
What?
Coco Raz. COCORAHS. Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. You can actually help us meteorologists. All you do is put a rain gauge outside, and this is how I tell you guys how much rain Wisconsin got.
That sounds so Coco Raz.
It's a Coco Raz kind of moment.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe, right?
Right.
I feel like peace of mind might be a little... important these days. I'm telling you, Simply Safe, not only more affordable than a lot of these security companies, which I'm just saying, I think they're behind a lot of the break-ins. They're like, oh, do you need a security company now? Okay. You know, it's like that glass break commercial. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Simply Safe is the new way to protect your home that stops intruders before they break in. They are always coming up with new stuff only they have. Simply Safe's active guard outdoor protection changes the game by preventing crime before it even happens. If someone's lurking around or acting suspiciously, those agents see them in real time, talk to them directly, set off spotlights, can even call the police before they've had a chance to break in. And then you've got that second layer of protection. You've got your door and your window sensors for your alarm. But it's simple and it's safe.
Yep.
That's what it's called, Simply Safe. They're offering my listeners exclusive access to their Black Friday sale. This week only get 60% off any new system with Select Professional Monitoring Plan. This is their best offer of the year. Do it now. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe. Rude Pundit, I left one out, threaded, I mean, at least Hungary has a great national health care system. We get an authoritarian and a system that will be broken even more in the coming mm-hmm. months. How about the one lady that voted for Trump that was just interviewed and said, you know, Obamacare saved my life when I had cancer. Is that going to go, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
my
others thinking that
God.
They're getting the $20,000, $25,000 to help them buy a house because of Donald Trump.
Right. Bob Schooley says pundits demanding Democrats must change everything after the about the party, while Republicans didn't even change their candidate when they lost. Thank you. And one more. Randy Mayhem Singer, a disinformation machine funded by the richest billionaire in the world, propelled and supported by our biggest foreign enemy. That's why. Well, that racism and misogyny, not Taylor Swift, Bruce Springsteen, or pronouns. Thank you. Oh, shoot. Karen, I almost slammed you directly into a heartbreak. I will take you right at the top of the hour. And all the rest of y'all, thanks for hanging on. I know a lot of people have a lot of things to say. And then Heather Cox Richardson in hour three.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll take a look back at the weekend happenings and talk about Veterans Day 2024. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.